said reading a book in a new kitchen.
I'm reading this Blair Hutler thriller that you finished last week.
Last Train to Leningrad. Oh, yes. You will never guess the ending. See, what happens
no,
in the ending...
No, I don't want to guess the ending, darling. I want to read the book.
Okay, enjoy.
Hi.
Oh, look who's here. Well,
we weren't expecting you.
Oh, well, you know me. Just being whimsical. I thought it'd be nice to see my family, get some studying done in the peace and quiet of my own home. You know how noisy and crazy those dorms can get.
Yeah, well, we're glad to have you home.
And how's Dabness?
Oh, fine. Busy as ever. He had to stay on campus because it's vehicle maintenance weekend, lube jobs, tire rotations, that kind of thing. Well, I think I'll get started on that studying. Kitchen looks great, guys.
What was that?
That's your daughter. She just came home for the whimsy of it.
Talking about the peace and quiet of this home with twin four-year-olds running around acting crazy and a kindergartner questioning every move you make, teenagers and hordes of friends, not to mention the married couple that's always up in your face.
It makes sense to me to study. You have to leave the countryside of Pennsylvania. Come to a place where you can concentrate. New York City. With the wail of the sirens and the hooting and the whoop-whooping of the ambulances and the desperate cry of 8 million souls saying,
something's up, Cliff.
Pray tell, who entereth here? Old Kenny, my Kenny.
Hi, Dr. Huxtable. Mrs. Huxtable.
Well, now, it's been a while since we've seen you.
Yes,
I know.
Indeed.
I've been busy. So have you. You got it going on here.
Yeah, well, thank you, Kenny.
Hey, Rudy's not home yet, Kenny.
That's okay. I thought I'd wait for her here. School yesterday? Word spread like a brush fire. Rudy broke up with her alleged boyfriend.
You're talking about Stanley, the fellow you chased out of here 6 weeks ago, which is the last time we saw you.
That's the one. Poor Rudy. By the way, where's the bereaved?
The what?
The bereaved. The bereaved is at the mall, Kenny.
Ah, what strength to shop despite the sorrow.
And, you know, she might not be back for a while.
Well, that's okay. Friends don't bail out. If you don't mind, I'll stay here till she gets back and is ready to talk. Hey, I'll even stay for dinner if I have to.
Hey, Kenny.
Hi, Vanessa. Oh, belated congratulations on your engagement.
Thank you.
Now, don't blow this. I hear he's a keeper.
Thank you again, Kenny. Mom, Dad, I'm going to the mall with Kara.
Thought you came home to study, Vanessa.
Well, I felt like I needed to unwind after my train trip. I think shopping with Kara is just what I need.
Well, if you see Rudy, tell her that Stanley may come and go. But Kenny is forever.
Will do, Kenny.
Now, Heathcliff, why did you turn your back when the child said she needed to unwind from her train trip?
Listen, I have nothing to do with that. I'm looking at my herb garden in the window right here.
Excuse me, Kenny.
Say, Brother Bereaved. Want you to help me solve a problem here.
Sure, Dr. Huxtable.
Okay. Past 6 weeks, been getting some strange phone calls.
You don't say.
A person calling up with a muffled voice, asking for Stanley. And then I say, who is this? They'd hang up.
Really? It's a shame how people abuse the phone system.
Put your hand over your mouth. Now you say to me, is Stanley there?
Is Stanley there? No, it's probably that Stanley.
Stanley is calling?
That's right.
And asking for
That's
himself?
That's right.
So, what page are you on now?
49.
Woo! Page 49. So you get to the part yet where evil Nora falls off the cliff?
No, but thank you for ruining it for me.
I haven't ruined anything for you. All I'm saying is when you get to that part, let me know, and we can talk about it.
There will be nothing to talk about. You just told me that evil Nora fell off the cliff and died.
I didn't say that she died. I said she fell off the cliff. But the question is she dead? That may be she now. Again, somebody keeps messing with it.
Oh, Dabness,
how are you? How you
Ms.
doing?
Miss Huxtable.
Well, hello, Dabness.
Is Vanessa here?
Oh, she was, but she went to the mall for a couple of hours.
Well, then I'll just go wait for her in the truck.
No. Come on, my man. How you doing?
All right,
have
sir.
A sit down.
Thank
there.
You, thank
have
you.
A sit down.
So, I guess you know why I'm here.
No, we don't know why you're here.
Oh, shoot, because neither do I. I was hoping maybe you could help me out.
Well, how can we help you, Dabness?
Well, let me explain. See, early this afternoon, after I had returned from Home Builders Emporium, I was planning to meet Vanessa at the house. I went home, and instead of finding Vanessa, I found this note tacked on the bulletin board.
Dear Dabness, life's road sometimes has turns that are not on one's emotional map. And so, I've decided to follow my own map in order to reflect on the prospects of our relationship. I don't know how long I'll be gone. Please don't try to find me. I'll be in New York City. I feel the need to return to my roots of simplicity. Love is always Nessa.
What do you think she meant by roots of simplicity?
I have no idea. I'm trying to figure out an emotional map.
I don't get it, Dr. Huxtable. Since receiving your blessing 3 weeks ago, our relationship has definitely reached a new positive level.
Well, I'm sorry, Dabness. We can't help you.
With all respect, Dabness, we make it a policy not to interfere with our children's relationships.
And it's a good policy. It's just not helping me. I think I'm going to go down to the mall and see if I can find
it. No, son, don't go down to the mall. There are 62 malls in this naked city. Now, the best thing you can do is just sit down and wait.
She'll be back sooner or later.
Well, if you don't mind me waiting.
No, as a matter of fact, you can go in the waiting room with Kenny. And take a look at the remodeled kitchen. Huh?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Okay.
All right. Now, all I'm saying is take note of the fact that evil Nora is really a man in a padded suit named Steve. Listen, Kenny, I want you to meet Dabness Bricky. This is Vanessa's intended. Don't you go anywhere. I'll be right back. I got something for you.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to the family.
Thank you, Kenny. Nice to meet you, Kenny. Who are you?
You might say I'm Rudy's confidant, yeah, and a general friend of the Huxtables near and far.
All right.
So, Dabness, when's the big day?
Don't know yet.
Wait a minute. You're engaged and you don't know when you're getting married?
Sometimes that's just how these things work, Kenny.
Well, you give me plenty of notice. I gotta get my suit pressed. And if you're low on ushers, give me a call.
Thanks, Kenny. I'll remember that.
So how long were you dating Vanessa before you got engaged?
6 months. How long have you been dating Rudy?
Oh, Dabness, we're not dating. We're best friends. I'm here to console her since she broke up with Mr. Wrong.
How considerate of you. You know, it's tough being a girl's best friend when she's dating somebody else. It takes a lot of character.
This is true. But then again, character can be a burden.
Yeah, but the good thing is you got the better relationship. See, you got Rudy for the long haul.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. A good relationship is not just dating and holding hands and kissing. It's about two people who really mean something to each other.
All right, I like that. Listen, Dabness, if you're ever having trouble with Vanessa,
yeah,
I'm in the book.
Oh, I see you guys making sandwiches, huh?
Takes a lot of fuel away for your daughter, sir.
I took the liberty of making sandwiches for you and Miss Huxtable also, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. I got a little something for you.
Oh, wow, your tool belt,
no,
sir.
No, that is your tool belt. Monogram, too.
You're in.
Okay.
Mrs. Huxtable is reading that book, but she's hiding in the dining room. You understand? Oh. I want you to take the sandwich to her.
Okay.
Wait. I want you to go up to her when you give her the sandwich, and you say, Mrs. Huxtable, Dr. Huxtable said, consider the words evil Nora spelled backwards. Aaron live.
What?
Just say it. Go ahead. Go. Consider okay. The words spelled backwards. Huh?
Evil Nora. Aaron.
Spelled backwards.
Evil Nora, Aaron live.
Spelled backwards.
Evil Nora, Aaron live.
There you go.
And your sandwich,
sir. Oh, thank you.
That ought to
roll.
Hey! Hi, Dabness.
Hi, Nessa.
I guess you got my note.
I read your note several times. Doesn't mean I got it.
I don't know what could be more clear, Dabness. I said we were on different emotional maps.
Oh, the emotional maps. Let's break this up into simple pieces. Did I do something wrong?
Now, you see, I knew you were going to take this too far.
Vanessa, you left the state. Now, there's got to be a reason. Now, did I do something wrong?
One thing in particular. It was the ice cream incident.
What ice cream incident?
Come on, Dabness. Last night, we're sitting in front of the television eating ice cream, and I said, think I'll have another scoop. And what did you say?
Well, if I recall, I said, not me. I think I've had enough.
Exactly. You think I don't know what you meant by that?
It meant I'd had enough.
What you meant was I had had enough. You were trying to control my dessert portions. I mean, soon you'll be trying to control my entire life.
What? If you thought I was trying to control your dessert portions, why didn't you say so last night? Like I said, I thought I'd had enough, which was what I meant. Now, what did you mean?
Oh, don't mind me. I'm just gonna get my sandwich. He's a keeper.
Dabness. It's not you. Okay? It's not me. It's life. You know, I want it to be a salad bar.
Salad bar?
Yeah. You know, and right now, it's just lettuce. I mean, it might be Boston lettuce or iceberg lettuce or even romaine lettuce. But, honey, it's still just lettuce.
Vanessa, I sure wish you'd speak plainly. But since we're talking in metaphor, your life is a salad bar. And nobody told you to park in front of the lettuce. In fact, some of us wish you'd move on down because you're holding the rest of us up.
Look, Dabness, I don't want to end up like Denise.
Denise? How did she get here?
That's the point. She's not here. She's trailing her husband all across Asia. What kind of life is that?
A great life for Denise and Martin. And why am I talking about these people? I've never met them. Listen, Vanessa, it is not about ice cream or salad bars or the Pacific Rim. It's about us. Let's focus on us.
Oh, I forgot my milk.
Kenny, go.
Vanessa, I was wrong.
Oh, honey, I was wrong, too. I'm sorry.
No, that's right. That's not what I meant. If you remember, I didn't choose you. You think back. I told you that I thought it was wrong to get involved with a student. But you chose me. And I fell in love with you, Vanessa. And I've been asking you to make choices that you are not equipped to make. And that's wrong.
Yes, it was. Well, I'm glad that's settled.
No, honey. It's not settled. Because now you have to decide whether or not you want to be married to me.
Of course I want to be married to you.
Okay. When?
When? I mean, what is it with this when question? Isn't it enough I said to you? It was not the time to ask when, sweetheart.
Vanessa, why don't you just face the fact, honey? You were scared.
Scared? Scared. Okay. Okay, maybe I am scared. But, Dabness, that is not wrong, you know? I am getting married.
Congratulations. When?
Okay. Maybe I'm a lot scared. Is that what you want to hear?
Yes, honey, yes. Because it's the first time you've ever communicated how you really feel without drawing a map to your salad bar. Vanessa, you need to do a lot of thinking.
I will. But I need you to be patient with me.
Oh, I'm always patient with you. But I'm not going to chase you anymore. The next time you run, you better buy a round-trip ticket.
Deal.
I get it.
Good afternoon, Stanley.
Well, I haven't seen you around here in a while.
Well, I'm here now. Who is it you wish to see?
Who do you think?
I don't know. Maybe you're here to see Mrs. Huxtable because you got legal problems. Maybe you're here to see Dr. Huxtable because you got medical problems. Maybe you're just a paper boy.
Well, I'm not the paper boy, but I've got some news.
Well, come in. Have a seat. So, Stan, you ever find out who kept hiding your pants after gym class?
No, it never bothered me. It was Indian summer. Say, Kenny, you ever find out who glued your locker door shut?
Somebody glued my locker shut? I didn't notice. Listen, Stanley, there's something I want to say to you. I don't stand by and watch my friends get hurt. So if your intentions are to yo-yo Rudy around, I'm here to cut the string.
Kenny, can I just ask you this? What is wrong with you?
You don't understand friendship?
Oh, I understand friendship. What I don't understand is you. But it's becoming clear. You want to go out with Rudy, don't you?
Stan. You just don't get it. It's not about dating, holding hands, kissy face. It's about two people who mean something to each other.
And you're not one of them. You're mad because I aced you out.
Stan. You don't know how you're playing. It's not about competition. I'm not competing with you over Rudy.
Well, that's good to know. So when Rudy and I get back together, there won't be any problems now, will there?
If you and Rudy get back together.
Well, I have a good feeling we will.
Oh, hi, Kenny.
Hey, old friend.
Oh, hi, Stanley.
Rudy, I wanted to apologize for our fight.
Don't you think it's a little late for that?
Yeah. Oh, see, I told you, Stanley.
But Rudy, our relationship isn't just about dating, holding hands, kissy face. It's about two people who feel something for each other.
Oh, Stanley.
Hey.
Stanley, I was going out for some frozen yogurt. Would you like to come?
I'd love to.
Rudy, I'd like you to know something.
Yes, Kenny?
Me and Stanley, we worked out our differences. We become fast friends.
I'm really glad.
Yeah, me too.
So am I. Let's go.
Did you enjoy your lunch?
Better than I enjoyed my book.
Aye. Well, we're all straightened out here.
Good.
We appreciate your hospitality. Next time we come, we won't be using an emotional map to get here.
Bye, Dad. Bye-bye.
Drive safely.
Be well. Take that.
Okay. See you later.
Thanks again.
Now, tell the truth. What do you think's going to happen with those two?
Don't dust off my tuxedo.
Well, whether they marry or not, Dampness is good for Vanessa. He is so down to earth, probably the only one who can tunnel through the recesses of her mind.
Yes, but will he be able to get out?
Farmer in the dale, the farmer in the dale, hi-ho the dario. What you reading?
I found this on the shelf, and I thought I'd read everything that Blair Hudler had written, but I found The Last Jitney to Jakarta.
What's it about?
It's about Jack Davis, of course, who starts off a rubber plantation.
And he meets a local girl, Chi Lai. A reformed assassin. But it's too late because he's already in love. Is she reformed? Is she local? Is she a girl? Or is she Bangui, the half-brother of the leader of Jakarta, who disappeared mysteriously, who kidnaps Jack Davis in a... Yeah, you read that. When you finish, you tell me about him. We'll talk.